Thomas Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The issues of trade and globalization of our economy are often discussed during election years, but these discussions usually omit a very important part of this subject, the impact of free trade on marriage. Sadly, the policy called free trade has done tremendous damage to marriage, as I explain in my new book called Who Killed the American Family? For most of our history, the nuclear family, that is, a married mother and father living in one household with their own children, was widespread and highly respected. Even if they started from humble backgrounds, men could expect to find well-paying jobs in manufacturing or other industries that would propel them into the middle class. The expectation of a job that paid enough to support a full-time homemaker was a lifestyle within reach of most Americans. That's no longer the case. Globalization helped kill the American dream, and with it, the American family. By pushing the United States into trade agreements with poor countries in faraway corners of the world, globalists made American workers compete with very low-paid foreign workers. The high U.S. corporate tax rate also encouraged companies to look overseas for labor, and manufacturing jobs disappeared in America. From 2001 to 2011, we lost an average of 50,000 manufacturing jobs every month, and working class earnings plunged from the high we knew in the 1970s. With good jobs harder to come by, the American dream became harder to achieve. Men no longer earned enough to permit their wives to stay at home, and more women moved out to a minimum wage job instead of staying by the cradle. Free trade failed American families. The next time you hear a politician talking up free trade, remember that free trade has been an attack on American nuclear families.
Yes, the American family is under attack. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, to protect those you love, start by getting your own copy of the new book by Phyllis Schlafly, Who Killed the American Family? Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy at a special discount at eagleforum.org. If we don't respond, who will? Go to eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really? I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
This is The Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is The Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 15th, 2014. We're in the third hour of the broadcast, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. If you have some news, information you'd like to share, change the topic, call in and join us. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I enjoy your show, and I really enjoy listening to Michael from New York. And we have a lot of those New Yorkers down here where I am in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they're just ruining everything. But I do like Michael, and I do enjoy him, and I hope you keep having him on. I agree with him. As far as I know, about 90% of the time, if not 100%. I did a little ad for your show yesterday on the local Rush Limbaugh channel here, so hopefully we have a few new people listening in. You know, the truth, though, and I know you've probably been at this a lot longer than I have, but, you know, I've been beating my head up against a brick wall for about 10 years now. Just since I actually really woke up. I mean, I was politically curious and following things before that, but I was controlled by that false left-right control paradigm. But the truth is, what I found, and I think you found the same thing, you were just talking about it, we're not ever going to wake up the masses. It's just not going to happen. I don't even think they're capable of waking up. I think maybe if they feel enough pain, if there is some type of a calamity, disaster, you know, something like a financial calamity or something, that might make some people start looking around and asking questions and want to know who is responsible, because people love to assign blame. But, you know, that the programming mantra that we've heard, diversity is our greatest strength and all that stuff. What's the other one? I can't think of it right now. But, you know, that was actually not some, you know, nice person or people that were, you know, trying to be fair with everyone and do the right thing. There are a lot of useful idiots that went along with it because it does sound good. But that was designed as part of an agenda to water down the citizenry so they could not rally together against, you know, what was planned, the taking down of this country. And, you know, one of the only viable courses for survival that I've ever been able to come up with going forward in the future is to organize, to educate, and find out who the people are that are awake, who do care, who are sentient human beings, who are not just these programmed people walking around parroting everything that they've ever heard on Fox News or CNN or from Obama or from the Republicans. Find people who actually think for themselves, who have the same values, who are mentally awake, who are spiritually awake. You don't have to be a Christian or whatever, but just decent, honest people, and find a location or possibly some area of the country or even a county in the country. You start thinking it'd probably be out west somewhere possibly, or who knows, maybe you could have different locations. But I think you're going to have to separate, the normal like-minded people who are not programmed robots of this New World Order. They're not following Miley Cyrus, and they're not, these guys, like you said earlier in the show, that their whole lives revolve around their team or their driver, and whatever, races they follow or whatever. I mean, that's where their manhood is. They don't get excited or angry or passionate about anything except if it's their team. Now, of course, the only reason that particular team is their team is because they just happen to live there. You know, they don't share the same values as the people on that team or anything else. It's all a joke. What I'm saying is it's all artificial. It's all contrived. It's all big business. And of course, I believe that big sports, big spectator sports like the NFL, the NBA, NASCAR, all this stuff is designed to distract people. That's why the government pushes that so much. It's almost like the professional sports in our country is almost like it's part of the military industrial complex. And you will see a lot of this quote unquote patriotism at these events, and it's to make you think everything is all right. Just cheer for your team. Everything's going to be all right. You're probably going to be a winner if you just cheer hard enough. It has nothing to do with reality. It has nothing to do with the future of your children or any of that. But I think you're going to have to separate, and there is an example of this. Sheriff Richard Mack is doing something like that, if anybody knows about him. He's actually moving again to some place out, I think it's in Arizona or something like that. And he's going to run for sheriff once again, and try and become sheriff of that county, which he probably will do. And they're trying to attract like-minded constitutional people, you know, that believe in America, the true ideals of what America used to be. You come together where you have your voting power, your voting base, where you may actually have some power. And then I would say, if you get infiltrators, people trying to come in or whatever, you try and do whatever you can to vote them down. So that you don't have this tyrannical, government, intrusion into your lives. And of course, I always say, you have no rights. The government doesn't give you rights, of course. The only rights that you have are the ones that, at least in your heart and spirit, you are willing to fight and die for at the drop of a hat when the time comes. You have to be willing to fight and die and kill people at the drop of a hat in certain moments in history. And if you're not, your government, the people who rule over you, have to know that. They have to sense it. They have to know that that is what you're made of. If you're not made of that, they're just laughing at you. And you're not going to change it.
You have said, very well said, sir, very well said. So many different points there that I could take off of, and we got about 2 minutes before we go to the break, and we'll come back with Steve in California. But one, I want to thank you for the advertisement. That's like the greatest thing. It's so rare that anyone shares something like that with me and plugs this show. And, I've said before I would be available to go speak anytime, any place, but I usually get one invite. I never get to come back. But the diversity and the tolerance, if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, I talked about how it's all about tolerance. Unless you're intolerant to what they want you to tolerate, and then you're called a bigot or a racist or intolerant. You know, this agenda, and it is taking this country straight down. All you got to do is just look. And Frank, you really hit the nail on the head. We got about 30 seconds or so before break. They're yours. Anything else you'd like to add? And thank you for the phone call. Very good.
Yeah, well, I enjoy the listeners, and I appreciate RBN. You got a lot of great shows on there. I picked up on a new one. I might as well do an ad for him. I believe his name is James Kelso, and this is he's on RBN at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday night. So I'm going to start trying to tune in him a little bit too. I enjoy hearing from people that sound like they haven't been neutered. And unfortunately, over there at WBT Radio, anybody who's listening in who normally listens to that radio station, I mean, those guys have all been neutered. You know, they're not going to stand up for anything. They've thrown in they've thrown down the towel. They've given up. And I hope people will start tuning into RBN and explore some of the shows. You might not agree with all of them. I don't. Some of them are better than others. But anyway, hey, man, thanks.
Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. It was Frank in North Carolina. We're coming back with Steve in California, Wes in Idaho, Art off the grid, John in Tennessee. Stay with us. Back in moments.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at HempUSA.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. Going to try to get everybody some airtime. We got Steve in California, Wes in Idaho, Art off the grid, John in Tennessee, Lauren in Ohio. Coming up, Steve, how you doing today? Thanks for holding on.
Doing great. You having a great show. You know, your callers, like that last guy, boy, he's just a sharp guy, I can tell already. But, you know, John Stodmiller talks about the 3%, and he's talking about 3% of people are actually awake. The rest of them aren't. I like to think I'm one of those people. I discovered RBN about a year ago. But when you were talking about the Federal Reserve, you know, you don't have to look too far at the irresponsibility in the Federal Reserve and our big government, in that, you know, just looking at small stuff right now, but that the Federal Reserve spends 2.5 cents to make one penny, just blows me away. That's amazing. So if you look at that small incident right there, you know in the bigger picture how much money is being wasted in our big government. And as far as the debt ceiling goes, you know, the government would have you believe that raising the debt ceiling when they're in trouble is being fiscally responsible. It's actually just quite the opposite. It's fiscally irresponsible. That would be like me calling up Visa saying, you know, I need a $10,000 limit increase on my Visa, but I can't make the minimum payment per month. And getting that $10,000 limit increase and keep racking up the bills, but never being able to pay the monthly bill. And as long as they have that mindset that they think that's fiscally responsible to do so, that they can increase their debt ceiling, then we are always going to be in this mess. And then always scrambling around, they're going to be scrambling around, excuse me, and try to find ways to pay the bills. It's just ridiculous. It's amazing. And the people probably will wake up. But like your last caller said, it will take some pain and suffering to do so. They're going to have to reach in their pocket. They're going to have nothing. And they're going to get angry, and they're going to push back. And that's probably why the police departments are being armed right now with a lot of this military gear. The government knows that. And in some time, there will be an economic collapse. And if there's a restart, if we can learn, if government can learn its lesson, maybe it'll change the next time around. But not as long as they stay in office again. And then say, we're staying in office and we're going to start over again. Then you'll have the same thing, just a restart of the same disaster we have going on right now.
And, you know, you make a great point. It's interesting to see what we see all happening in concert together, like the police departments arming themselves, this military hardware coming back to local law enforcement, all of these agencies ordering all these bullets. I mean, we're seeing a lot happen in a short amount of time. Even in the 6 years I've been doing this, a lot has happened in the last, this year, 2014, we could just put it that way. And, I thought Frank made some great points, and you're dead on when they raise the debt ceiling and they go through that absurd theater and they act like they're really doing something. And, you know, they always play this game, in my opinion, of we're going to raise it this time. And then, you know, right after that, we're going to rein this thing in and do what's right. And then, of course, nothing else happens and they just go on. I don't know. You know, I think when the government's this far out of control, we need to abolish what we've got and replace it with something else. And one thing is term limits, no more career politicians, no matter what. But you know, the one thing that gets me is we are so diverse now in this country. When we talk about the 3% or we talk about a critical mass, we are so successfully divided. Even in this so-called truth movement, it makes me wonder if we're just going to have to ride her to the bottom and then see what happens. I don't think there's going to be any coming together change before it gets ugly, whether it be economic collapse or whatever. Your thoughts, Steve, and I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the phone call. We're going to go to Wes in Idaho. How you doing? Thanks for holding.
Pretty good. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to read Leviticus 11:3 from the King James Version. Whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven-footed and cheweth the cud among these beasts, that shall ye eat. Then Deuteronomy 14:4, these are the beasts which ye shall eat, the ox, the sheep, and the goat, and it goes on. Next, I want to point out, I've got a list here of the human, dog, and sheep, and their teeth, their jaws, their stomach, their gallbladder, digestive activity, colon, feeding habits, survival without various parts of their digestive system, and ratio of body linked to their digestive tract. And the human and the dog are nearly perfectly the same. The only thing the dog does not have an appendix, but the sheep is totally different than that both the human and the dog, it should be quite obvious to anyone that looks at this that we're not like sheep. But it says here, I want to point out, cellulose digestion with a human in the stomach, none. In the dog, none. But in the sheep, 70% of their digestion of cellulose is in the stomach. And then going to the colon, the human can digest none. The dog can digest none in the colon. But yet the sheep can digest 30% of the cellulose in the intestine. Then I want to point out Sally Fallon, who is the president of Western Price Foundation. She comments about Mr. Kellogg of Kellogg Cereals, that this guy was so doggone puritanical, Mr. Kellogg. He did not believe that there should be sex between man and wife. He wanted to cut back on the population. They've known for a long time. You want to cut back on the fertility of the human beings? Make them vegetarians. Let me ask you, Farron, are you a vegetarian or a vegan?
Well, not completely, but I have been working on it.
Really? I read this Leviticus 3 to George Malcolm of Hallelujah Acres when he was on the Power Hour radio program, and I said, Reverend, well, what does this mean here in the Bible? Please answer me. You're a famous vegan. You know what he said? I don't know. Well, you ought to quit being a reverend or write your new Bible or something. I mean, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the Bible says it to me. I mean, anybody out there going to tell me that this has been superseded, that this is incorrect? God said, ye shall eat these beasts. Is this not true?
Interesting. I've read all that in the Bible. It's been so long ago, I can't really, but I know it goes through the whole litany of what to eat and what not to eat in the Old Testament. I think it's in Leviticus. Hey, thank you so much. We're going to go to Art off the grid. Art, how are you doing today, sir? Thanks for holding.
Well, I was doing okay up until that one. Oh, I'm here to tell you, folks, I'll eat damn near anything. It won't eat me, and a few things it will.
Oh, that's gonna be the statement of the day, Art. Thanks for that. It's funny. How you doing? What's on your mind today?
Well, that first caller, dude, I love you. You're great. And he makes such a wonderful point. You know, I got to thinking about what he was saying, and I got to thinking, you know.
Hold that thought for me, Art. The break's going to get you. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Art Off the Grid, back in moments.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls, and I want to make mention, unless something changes, I will have to be out next Saturday. I'll know by midweek, but there's a good possibility that I may be out next Saturday. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got Art off the grid, John in Tennessee coming up, Lauren in Ohio patiently holding. Art, the break broke up your train of thought. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, got to pay the bills. Got to pay the bills. No, I love that first caller, and he brought up some very good points. I want to kind of elaborate just a little bit on what he said. And he was talking about, you know, you have to, the only rights that you have. That was one of the first things he said that really caught my attention. My eyes kind of went, kumpern, waiting to hear what he was going to say, and he's right. But I would add to that, that the only rights you have not only are the ones that you're willing to fight for and die for, but you have to exercise them. And I'll give you an example. You have the right to keep and bear arms only if you keep and bear arms. If you don't own any arms, you don't have a right to them, do you? Because you don't have them. You have to have them to have that right. You don't have the right to freedom of speech unless you step up and you speak out. You don't have the right to freedom of religion unless you have a specific religious doctrine that you adhere to. You have to exercise the right in order to have it, but then you have to follow through with, as that first caller was saying, the willingness to fight and to die and to kill, if necessary, to preserve those rights. This is one reason why there are a few of us here in this country that really never get bothered, because people around us, they know that we're willing to fight, we're willing to die, and we're willing to kill, if need be, to preserve our rights. And we're not going to waver on this. This is non-negotiable. And these clowns in Washington, who seem to think that they have supreme authority, and I don't recognize a damn thing coming from the Supreme Court, the appellate court, or any of the higher courts, because they're all a bunch of either left-wing loonies or right-wing retards, because Article the 11th, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. What this means is the founders said clearly, yeah, we've listed 9 very specific things here, but just because it's not listed on this document doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So if you idiots think we forgot something, we didn't. It's covered here. And then Article the 12th, and this goes to the states. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. This means people will first, state will second, federal will third. It's called the chain of command. God, man, government. Get it right, people.
Very well put, Art. Very well put. You know, what inspires me about doing this broadcast is the passion of people like Frank, people like Art, that one, are looking into this for themselves, draw their own opinions, are not regurgitating what a TV said, and have the passion. You can just hear the passion wanting to affect change and wake people up. Thanks so much, Art. We're going to go to John in Tennessee. John, how are you doing?
Doing well. Doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to have you on. What's on your mind today?
Well, I called, you know, first of all, to Art, 100% agreement. All the callers this morning have been great. What I wanted to bring up, Darren, or Farron, is that you were talking, you have to excuse me, you were talking earlier about the condition that we're in as a nation. I want to let you know what I believe is going on. Excuse me, I'm winded. Actually, we've been dumbed down to the point where we don't realize that they're doing exactly what they plan to do from the foundation of this nation. They've been telling us lies, presenting them as truth, and we're believing them. For instance, this Lady Liberty that's in New York Harbor. The fact of the matter is that that's not Lady Liberty at all. That's Lady Slavery. That's Minerva, the goddess of war. And if you look at the quote, I know I'm sounding disjointed this morning, I'm out of breath. But if you look at the quote on the base of that statue, it's a portion of a poem that was written by a communist. And it's actually, you can go look it up and read it. What nation, Farron, would want the people of the world to send them, they're poor, they're wretched, they're homeless, yearning to be free. What better way to have a nation of slaves? As far as the government, we're not in a sovereign nation of the nation states anymore. We're in a corporation nation. To the point where even your state senators and representatives that you send to Washington, D.C. before they go are doing business as Marsha Blackburn or Ed Bryant, whoever your representatives are. If you go look them up, you'll see their names, and it'll say Marsha Blackburn is a privately owned company doing business as Marsha Blackburn. So you've got to ask yourselves, if they're working for us, then why are they the corporation? Why are they the DBA? Why are they the company other than the protection of the corporate veil, so that when they go up there, and long before they do, they're in a position where they know what's going on, and they go up there with the intention of becoming one of the masters. That's why they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in most cases, and millions of dollars in some, to take a job that doesn't pay. They'll never see a return on their investment. They say that they want to serve you. What that brings me to mind of, Farron, is the movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, where they were trying to decipher the title of a book, and they found out that it meant to serve man, and they thought, well, that's a very good idea. They're here to serve us, until someone read in the book and translated the book and found out it was a cookbook. And that brings me to this. Never in God's word, Farron, is the word human written or even mentioned. It doesn't exist in the Bible in any translation. But the word man occurs over 3,000 times. So why on earth, or why in heaven, or why in hell? And I'm not saying that to be mean or crude. Or do we refer to ourselves as humans or human beings? You was a false god. I'm not a human. I'm a man. I am a man of God because I have my faith and trust in his son. So I strive to be a man of God. We need to get you out of us, get you out, and let God in. And that's what it amounts to. Even to the point where you go to Psalms 14:4, and here's what it says, and tell me what nursery rhyme this reminds you of. Of all the workers of iniquity, no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord. So what is it talking about? Who eat up the people as they eat bread? That doesn't mean while his people are sitting eating dinner. It's that they eat up my people as they eat bread. What comes to my mind, Farron, is this little nursery rhyme or this child story about a poor boy and his mother who had a cow and they were hungry. Story about the banking system called Jack and the Beanstalk, who climbed this magic bean tree with these magic seeds that were called, magic beans, and it grew a tree made of green and took him to a castle where there was a giant who smelled the blood of Englishmen and ground their bones to make his bread. There's some interesting things that he owned. He had the goose that laid the golden eggs. That's not a child's story. I'm trying to explain to people the truth is there if you look at it. It's in parable. It's an allegory. It's about the money system. He could have very well have eaten the cow, but he looked to get rich. He wanted this tree that grew magic beans. Well, that's the lie that this world has fallen into. These magic beans called dollar bills and coins that aren't really money. Put them in the bank or the stock market. Earn interest. It'll grow a magic tree.
We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we've got Lauren in Ohio, Michael in New York, Blue in Tennessee. That'll probably be it for the phone callers. I want to give everybody some time. Stay with me. Back in a moment.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com. Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
We're back on the alternative media. Going to as many phone calls in as we can in the last segment. Lauren, patiently holding. Thank you for holding, Lauren. What is on your mind today?
And hey, I am very impressed with all these men callers who are talking about the Word of God. That is the only solution to this problem. And it's so funny because I, you know, people just, they don't want to hear it. But that's where the truth is. That's where the power is. First off, for the guy that called up talking about the diet and Reverend Malcolmus, what Reverend Malcolm has said was the truth. He doesn't know. In Genesis 1:29, it says, I've given you the herb and the seed thereof, and these shall be as meat for you. That was the original diet, and it was sufficient. Now the men grumbled and they wanted meat, and so God gave into that, just like he allowed men to divorce their wives, you know, give a paper of divorce. That's not the original intention. He said to be married, to you will basically, you've got a frequency connection that occurs there, and that's something important and to be treasured, but most people don't like look at that. But anyway, so I'm a meat eater. I like that guy. I have laughed so much this morning when the man said he'll eat things that would eat him. It was funny. But anyway, here's the deal, solution-wise. Get your children out of school. How did we get to be a population that they could stand up there and lie to us and laugh at us? Here's that Gruber on there talking about, well, we laughed at them. We lied to them. Yeah, because they're too stupid, and so we just fed them this line of tripe, and they bit it. And they can stand there and be that bold because they know how dumb you are. They know you went to their schools. They know you don't believe in God. They know even if you do believe in God, I'm talking to you Christians, where are your children every day? You're going to put them in the path of heathens to tell them the truth and then wonder why they don't know anything, why they don't understand anything. And that's what happened to you. I mean, I was that godless human being at 36 years old, first time I opened a Bible. How in the world did I get to 36 years old before I opened a Bible? My mother was dying, that's why. Because it mattered all of a sudden. That's why. And I needed to know the truth. And once I dug in and got it, that's when life started to open up for me. And so there's no fight. This is what I keep trying to explain to people. If you obey God, if you keep your money in your pocket, and you keep your children in your home, that's the fight. It's local every day. Who's teaching your children and what are they teaching the children? That's your job. Who's taking the fruit of your labor? When you're talking about the system of things that exist right now, this government is not the system that we're supposed to be in. In the end, it's men wanting control of other men's energy, of your labor, of the fruit that comes from your energy production. That's all it is. And this is sin. But again, we keep wanting to make this system work. I'm going to vote. I'm going to, you know, vote every other year. That's going to change my life. No, what you do in your life every day is what changes your life. So learn and understand the tax code. The Church of Jesus Christ is not taxable. You as a human being are not taxable. That's why you're listed as a corporation. They assume that you're that corporate person until you say otherwise. And when you say otherwise, they back right up and get out of your way. And this is the thing, I'm trying to encourage people, there's no need to fight, there's no need to all group up in one place. The Bible said, come out of her, my people. The her is a lie. You just need to come out of the system of lies and start acting uprightly and godly. That is the solution. Most of the people that you're dealing with in this country are followers. When they look and see your homeschooled, beautiful, healthy children with no tattoos and no perverted sex and no, you know, ignorance, and you see what I'm saying? When people see that, they say, ooh, I want that too. And so they come willingly to where you're trying to take them, as opposed to hitting them over the head with a hammer. You're all going to be in school. You're all going to learn, you know, Heather has two mommies, and here's how the Muslims believe, and whatever lie they want to tell these kids, carbon dioxide, global warming, you know. We're where we are because we refuse to follow him. So I say, Ten Commandments, obey God, keep your money in your pocket, keep your children in your homes. This solution is a fast solution. Imagine what would happen if in January thousands of children were out of those schools. Would you be worried about the illegals coming in huffing TB, drug-resistant TB on your kids, bringing in, leprosy? Would you be worried about it? No. Would you be worried about the gunmen in the schools, shooting up the schools, killing your kids? No. You don't have to worry about any of those things.
Hey, thank you so much, Lauren. I know you was on hold a long time. These behind you have been, too, and I want to give them a couple of minutes. Hey, thank you so much. We're going to go to Michael in New York, then Blue in Tennessee. Michael, how you doing?
Thank you, Aaron. Real quick, that quote from Wes regarding the Bible scripture and eating the animals, that was directed towards me. Next week, if you like, I'll get into greater detail. But, again, does God change? No, God doesn't change. Only people change. Now, in the beginning, the Bible makes it clear, fruit shall be your meat, herbs are for healing. Then something happens called the fall. That's when death and disease showed up. That's when mankind began to kill and murder. It didn't happen prior until the fall. And then, in the end of the Bible, it makes it clear that the lion lies down with the lamb, the sword is turned into the plowshare. Again, no more death, no more disease. That's for all God's creatures, including the animals. No more carnivores. So during the interim between the beginning and the end of that book, something happens called the fall, and man wants to kill, man wants to eat flesh and animal flesh, bird flesh, and hence the sicknesses. And that's all there is to that. So that's the reason why, Wes, things are the way they are. God doesn't change. It's only mankind changed, and those laws were created to accommodate his weakness. Now, for people like me that are few, that are healthy vegetarians, because I know vegetarians are healthy, were super strong, never get sick. I'm not much young. You're not much older than me, Wes, but you can hear the difference. I sound like a kid because I am a kid. I can still do everything I could do when I was 20 years old with no problem. And so the other fact with the animal flesh, bird flesh, your body's putrefied from that. The smell, the odors, when we're born, we're clean. Nobody stinks as a little baby, a young kid. It comes about later on from the putrefaction. That's corruption. Where there's corruption, there's disease. And at last, in the Bible, there's many other passages where it's clear that animal flesh and bird flesh wasn't meant to be for eating. God doesn't want that, and that's a weakness of man. And I can get into that some other time if you like on another show, but I just wanted to highlight all that. Those are the facts there in the book. And scientifically, the facts of putrefaction, causing rot, causing stench, then disease. Nobody can argue with that. Those are facts.
Next week, maybe we'll get into that a little further. Let's go to Blue in Tennessee. Been holding for a long time. We've got about 4 minutes. They're yours, Blue.
Oh, good heavens. They're both nuts, aren't they? I eat both, and I sound like a little kid. All right? So we're not even going to go there. I come to this table every week when I can to bring a solution. I have one. My father has been working on this for 4 years. The project is called Veggie Minds. V-E-G-G-I-E, Minds, M-I-N-E-S. And this is a new way to grow vegetables. It is pesticide-free. There's nothing that the outside sources from up above can pour and dump all up on this project. Please go look it up. It is very, very important. Right now we have a fundraiser. I'm not asking you to donate. What I'm asking you to do is pass on this information to everybody that you know in regards to this project.
What's Veggie Minds? Minds, M-I-N-D-S? Is that what you said?
Yes. I sent you over a link to the website that is called Growth Chambers. And it's hydroponic growth chambers, and it uses 99% less water than it would take to grow outside, and it is completely toxic free. It is completely organic.
Interesting. I'd never heard of that before, Blue. Anything else you'd like to add? We've got about 1 minute.
He created it himself, and it's because I was insistent that he look into the GMO issue, and then he started looking at what happening with the farmers. You have the majority of farmers that are 55 years old and older. What's going to happen to our food supply when they decide that they don't want to farm anymore?
And you know, look at the financial burden. If you're a young man and you wanted to go into farming to buy land and the equipment, I mean, it's really unattainable.
Right. Once you can create one of these fiberglass structures, you can pop them off like nobody's business. And you can grow sustainable food in your own backyard or in your neighborhood.
All right, we're out of time. Sorry, Mike, didn't get to you. Everybody kind of calls in at the last, and we have a line. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.